We're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's allbirds.com.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, Trex Decking, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and Aero Fasteners. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this beautiful September day? If it's your house, you're in the right place because, well, we are too. Always lots of projects going on here with our Money Pits. But we're here today to help you with your Money Pit. So if you've got a roof to fix, you got a leak, you got a squeak, you got a big project in mind, or even a little one, you just don't know how to get started, well, reach out to us because we've been there, we've done that, we're here to help you. I got a shirt this week, so a friend of mine sent it to me. It says, "I fix stuff and I know things. That's who I am."
It's a little twist on Game of Thrones, but you know.
Exactly. Well, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach out at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Just call us, or you can go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button and record your question right there. Coming up on today's show, here is a dilemma that many folks face. Is it DIY or is it get a guy or get a gal? If you want to tackle a project yourself, we will be the first ones to kind of cheer you on. But how do you know when hiring a pro is the best way to go? We're going to tell you how to think through it all before you pick up the hammer and the saw.
And now that the weather has started to cool off, it's the perfect time of year to improve your home's insulation. And that's so important because adding insulation is the single best way to reduce both your heating and cooling bills all year long. We're going to talk with Nick Bramwell, whose job it is to make sure that the Home Depots across the nation are well stocked with insulation to keep us all warm and cozy.
And any do-it-yourselfer will tell you that it takes a lot of time to keep up with home maintenance. But just how much time does it take every year? Well, a recent survey broke it down.
Plus, we've got some great tools to give away from Aero Fastener, including a cordless staple gun and the Wire Mate staple gun, which is super handy for all of your holiday decorating.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. So call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Gail in Massachusetts is on the line and suspects that there could be mold afoot at the Money Pit. What's going on?
My den has a moldy kind of smell to it, but mostly after it rains. And I don't know if there's a device that can be used to put it up against the device against the wall to see if there's any moisture or mold or anything like that.
So your den smells damp after it rains. Okay. How is your den constructed? Is it on a concrete slab or is it on a crawl space or a basement?
It's right above my garage.
Well, you're probably getting a lot of humidity from that garage. It's working its way up into that space. So it's not totally surprising. I think necessarily what you're smelling is mold. It could be some mold in there, but I wouldn't jump to that conclusion. It might just be the dampness and the humidity as it passes through the building materials, you know, getting up in that space and just leaving some odors behind. I think ventilation is a solution for you here, and probably better air conditioning and perhaps even some dehumidification. You have a central air conditioning system?
I do.
So there's a whole home dehumidifier that can be added to that that will speed up the amount of moisture that it will take out, because you know, air conditioners will take out moisture, but what happens is they tend to not take out enough, and sometimes it can still feel kind of clammy, but a whole house dehumidifier does it all, and it'll take out, I mean, most whole house dehumidifiers can take out like 100 quarts of water a day, and that can be built right into the system.
And you know what? The other ones rely on the owner to empty them, make sure it's set to the right humidistat. You know, it's much better to have the whole house one.
because I have one in my basement right now that I keep emptying.
Yeah, that's way too much work. You don't have to do that. And by the way, the fact that you have moisture in the basement and you have this up above the garage, you may want to look at, just generally speaking, all of the drainage sources around the outside of your house, because if your gutters are clogged, if your downspouts aren't extended away, if the soil around the house is too flat, you're basically holding a lot of water against that foundation perimeter, and that could be a problem because that's going to lead to dampness, humidity, and potentially even flooding.
Oh, okay. So we don't really have a water problem in our basement, but I'm wondering if the if I just make sure the gutters are
Well, let me just stop you right there. The fact that you have to use a dehumidifier that collects enough water that has to be dumped, that is a water problem, okay? You're just not seeing it yet, okay? So you do have a water problem. You just don't know it.
Yeah. And also, the washer and dryer are in the closet of the den, and I didn't know whether, and it was just recently installed, and so I didn't know whether that was kind of a problem, because it almost smells like part of the bathroom.
Yeah, I think you got to stop chasing these smells down and start dealing with the core issue, which is the high humidity and the moisture. I think that's going to solve it all. All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Russ in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have some casement windows, the old crank style ones.
Yep.
And we need to replace windows, but can those be replaced with double hung windows easily, or is it going to be major work?
Well, if it's a casement window, I mean, you don't have an existing sort of window jamb that would stay behind. If it was an old double hung and you took out the sashes, you could slip a replacement window in between that and use the old sort of frame, but just replace the sashes. Because it's a casement window, you physically have to take the entire window out. So it's more like doing a new construction window installation where you have to, you know, kind of mess with the siding to get the whole window out and then put a new window in. In terms of the shape of it too, you know, if it's sort of shaped for a double hung, you know, double hungs are more tall than they are wide. Casements can be, you know, kind of squatty in terms of their style. So you want to make sure it's going to look good. But listen, if you're going to take the casement out and it's not going to fit a double hung well, why not put in a new casement, but just put in a good quality casement like an Anderson, for example, and that can fit, you know, alongside double hungs quite well. In fact, I've got both casements and double hungs in my home, and they look quite natural together.
Okay. Well, I've just had, every house we've had has had casements, and they've all rotted and had problems.
Yeah.
And so I was looking something different, but okay, that answers my question.
What kind of siding do you have?
Vinyl.
Yeah, so you're going to have to peel back the vinyl to do this. There's no way around that. Because you have to basically set the new double hung against the sheathing and then put the J channel in and fill the vinyl in around it. Now, if these new vinyl double hung windows are bigger than the casement, you're not going to have any issues with, you know, needing to try to replace siding. Just make sure it's a little bit bigger. And then be careful about the siding that you remove. And siding does come down pretty easily. And what I would tell you to do is number each piece, you know, with a piece of tape and a number on it, so you make sure you get it back in the right order. And you can basically cut it to fit. So, you know, it's more work,
okay. But
it can look fantastic when you're done.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS, known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to aquatru.com. That's AQUATRU.com and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTru water purifier when you go to aquatru.com and use promo code MONEYPIT. Money Pit. Well, if you've got a project to tackle on this fine weekend, we've got some tools to give away to one lucky listener from Arrow Fastener. We've got the Get Ready for Fall prize pack. And this includes some tools that I think I see you carrying around, one on each hip, to tackle all the decorating projects around your house.
You're not wrong, Tom.
I know you well.
You are not wrong. Now, this fall prize pack from Arrow Fastener includes the E21 cordless electric light-duty staple gun. The battery is going to last 3 hours, so plenty of holiday decorating can be accomplished. And it really is the perfect tool for, you know, smaller general repairs, maybe a nice upholstery project, some decorating, some crafting, all things you're going to find yourself doing over the next couple of months around the house. Plus, the T25X WireMate staple gun. Now, this is really great for low voltage wires like holiday lights. So if you're trying to do something interesting with the lights outside or maybe put them around a window trim, this is the perfect gun for that. Plus, you're going to get a supply of staples from Arrow Fastener, and the whole prize pack is worth $75.
That's going out to one listener drawn at random, so make that you. You can reach out to us with your home improvement question by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can just click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com and leave us your message, leave us your question right there.
Karen in Texas is on the line with a driveway that is just cracking up. What's going on?
My home was built in the late 1970s. And that's what's going on, is my driveway has just gotten full of cracks and everything. So when I was looking into replacing, tearing it out and replacing the concrete, I had someone suggest to me that there's some newer products on the market that you can overlay over top of the concrete.
Yeah. So this is a concrete surface, right? We're not talking about asphalt. It's definitely concrete?
Definitely concrete.
All right. Now, the cracks that you're seeing, is the driveway sagging, or is it just have these sort of fissures in it? I'm asking this question because I want to know if it's structurally unstable, because no matter what you put over it, if it's got a weak base, it's just going to continue to move and crack. It'll look better, but it'll still do that.
I wouldn't say it's unstable. There are quite a few that run. They're not small, short ones. I mean, they've gotten pretty big. There is one area at the bottom of the driveway by the street that seems to have had a little bit of a collapse.
Shift, yeah.
Nothing that can't be dealt with.
All right, so here's what I would do. There's a new product out just this year from Quikrete. It's called Recap. And it's a really interesting product because they've designed a product that will absolutely bind to old concrete and not separate. And it's fairly simple to apply. You put it on, you clean the concrete, you put it on when the concrete's wet, and you work it, smooth it out, you trowel it out. You can use, you know, a squeegee. You can use a broom to give it a bit of a broom finish, and then the whole thing dries in just a few hours. I think that would be a great addition. In terms of the end of the driveway where it reaches the street, that's the part we call the apron. What I would recommend you do there is to go ahead and tear that out. You can pick up a few bags of Quikrete and mix it up in a wheelbarrow and re-pour that. And this way you can make sure it's nice and thick and structurally stable. And then even sort of extend the Recap color onto that so it'll all look like one piece when it's all done. But I think that that's probably the best, because if the concrete continues to move, and by that I mean sort of shift a little bit, expand, contract, freeze-thaw cycle, whatever, those cracks will show back up, but most of them will be filled in by the Recap product. And I think you'll like how it works.
Awesome. That was what I was hoping to hear, because it's got to be a whole lot less expensive than having it tore out and completely re-poured.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, by the way, there's one other option too. If you'd love to have a paver driveway, there's a new paver out from Pavestone. It's called Milano. And what's cool about these Milano pavers is half the thickness of a normal paver, and they're designed specifically to go over old concrete patio and driveway surfaces. So you could look into those as well, probably a little more expensive, well, probably a lot more expensive than the recap product, but it looks absolutely gorgeous when it's done, and you really can't tell that it's not a full thickness paver when you see it. So there's two options for you.
Perfect. Well, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
While doing home projects and improvements yourself may seem more cost-effective than ever, but how do you know when to tackle home improvement projects yourself or when hiring a pro contractor is best? So step one, you gotta really keep your eyes on the prize. Before you start stocking up on your tools and choosing paint colors, your first do-it-yourself project is really here, guys. Think about the exact end result that you are trying to achieve and then work your way back through all of that knowledge, the techniques, the elbow grease, everything that's involved to accomplish that. Do whatever research you need to do to fill in all of those blanks, because this is really the beginning point.
Now, the next part is hard, especially for guys. I will admit it. You must assess your abilities honestly.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yes, you must assess honestly to decide whether or not you're the best person for the job. Considering this, think about the fact that every project requires a certain amount of preparation and on a sliding scale of time to accomplish. So neither of which always is obvious in the many popular home improvement shows that edit days, weeks, and months of hard work down to a few minutes of home improvement bliss.
Why do I feel like you're blaming me for this?
Sounds familiar, huh? You made it look way too easy, Leslie, way too easy. So really, think about how much time you realistically have available to get the job done. And remember that mistakes add hours and expense, and they can easily wipe out any DIY savings.
Yeah, all right. Next, you've got to build a budget. This is the time to think about that. So before you actually begin the hiring search for the contractor, you want to compile the best possible estimate of potential costs. Now, this is going to take a little research, but you do need to do it so that you're well acquainted with what's involved, and then you can determine your financial limitations before those bids start rolling in. You also want to include a reserve of about 20%, because you need that to cover the inevitable project surprises and additions, and line up all of your financing if you need to do so.
And lastly, get some help, because you can't do it yourself all the time. Whether you're looking for a handyman or a remodeling contractor to hire or taking some personal recommendations from family members and friends, these are all critical to finding the right match. So think about all of these things that stand between you and getting the project done, because it's not just a very simple decision whether you should do it yourself or hire a pro. There are many ways that if you're not skilled as a DIYer, things can go bad and sometimes horribly bad. So if you're not up for the job, hire a pro. That is really the best way to proceed.
Charlie in Illinois is on the line with some questions about water heating. What's going on?
That's right. Well, we have a situation where we have a large spa tub in our master bedroom, which is on one end of the house, and we have two large standard tank water heaters completely on the other end of the house, too, so that we'll get enough hot water to fill up the spa tub. And we also are the people that go to Florida for 3 or 4 months during the winter.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, with the combination of those things, if we would be better off going to a tankless hot water heater, and if that may save us some money.
Well, I think that a tankless water heater has a lot of benefits. Cost savings may or may not be one of them, depending on how much you're spending for those two water heaters that you have, plus all of the downtime when they are actually heating water that you don't need it. It can be sized so that it can certainly supply enough hot water for everything that you have described. And of course, the nice thing about a tankless water heater is it works on demand. Now, some of the more modern tankless water heaters also have the capability to kind of basically plug into a recirculating loop, so that you mentioned that one bath is at the far end of the house. It can be set up so there always is some hot water basically circulating to that bath in advance of when you need it. And what that means is that when you hop in the shower first thing in the morning, you have hot water pretty quickly, rather than waiting for the water to make the long journey from the water heater location to the bathroom. And that can all be set up on timers, so that the water is being heated only essentially when you need it. So I do think that if you're ready to make that upgrade, a tankless water heater is definitely the best way to go. It's also possible to put another water heater in closer to them, but I just don't think it's worth it given everything you've described. I would suggest that when you're ready, replace both of those tank water heaters with one single properly designed tankless water heater, and I think you'll be very happy with the result.
That sounds great.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, guys, now that the weather has started to cool off, it is the perfect time of year to improve your home's insulation. And let me tell you, after spending 20 years as a professional home inspector, I can tell you that most homes do not have nearly enough.
Yeah, and that's so important because adding insulation is the single best way that you can reduce both your heating and your cooling bills all year long.
And that's why we are so pleased to welcome our next guest. Nick Bramwell is the merchant for insulation at the Home Depot, and he's responsible to make sure their stores are stocked up and ready to go for the fall season ahead. Welcome, Nick.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you know, having enough insulation is really key to a comfortable home, but in all the years I spent walking through attics as an inspector, it's really surprising how many just don't measure up. I mean, not only have insulation standards changed, so we're requiring more today, but a lot of old insulation will settle and sag, and it just doesn't do a very good job insulating anymore. I don't think it's a product that people think of as something that wears out like a roof, but the truth of the matter is it does, and it needs to be updated from time to time, right?
That's right. I mean, I think the stat is 90% of homes in the country are under-insulated. And if you think about it, as a homeowner doing DIY remodel projects, you may only do this once or twice in your life. So not something that's top of mind, but should be top of mind because ultimately it actually affects your comfort level every single day because it helps maintain the temperature to be comfortable in your home.
Yeah, and it also really affects your wallet. So if you're not paying attention to what these costs are and how you can fix them, it can really do some damage. But you guys are definitely helping here. So now you've partnered with Owens Corning for bat and loose fill insulation, and there's a number of innovative new products that are available now for both DIYers and pros that really make adding this insulation easier than ever. So let's first talk about the Pink Next Gen fiberglass insulation.
Sure. It's a great product.
Well, I think so many people are just fearful when they start to think about like, oh, an insulation project. I better get on a hazmat suit and worry about itching for the rest of my life. And how do I do it? What do I do? I think people just don't always think of this as a DIY project. So what are you doing with the Pink Next Gen to make it so?
Oh, that's a great question. So you're right. There was a time when insulation was thought to be itchy and just hard to work with, something you would avoid with a 10-foot pole, right? Next Gen from Owens Corning, it's a new product technology that's come out in this last year. It actually does a couple of things. The first thing for the homeowner or the DIY is it's softer than ever before. In fact, when I demo this in my stores for associates, I'm rubbing it on my face. Now, I wouldn't recommend it. Like, you know, it's not going to be something you want to get in your eyeballs, obviously. But, hey, this stuff is softer than ever before. And the way they manufacture it, they've changed it over the years and gotten so much better with it. And it's easier to handle. But beyond that, because it's so stiffer than in years past with this new formula in Next Gen, it actually helps you cut more precisely. And then when you install it in the cavities of the wall, it's going to have a higher friction against those studs. So what that means for the installer, you know, it's going to save about 20 to 25% of time usually that you would use to install to get it just right. So ultimately, you know, what this means for us as DIY home improvement remodelers, you might say, is it's going to save you time and it's going to be easier than ever before. So it doesn't happen very often in a category like this gets innovation, but when it does, it means a lot. So saving time and money, we're all about that.
It's really amazing. Now, aside from Pink Next Gen, you are also featuring Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus. Now, this is insulation that I actually am using right now, Nick. I have an old house. It was built in 1886, so it's like 136 years old. And I use this product for my entire first floor. I did it for a couple of reasons. I love the fact that it was fire resistant. I love the fact that it gave me some sound insulation. And frankly, it was really easy to work with in an older house because it was stiff. I was able to cut in between the old pipes and the wires and all that sort of thing. And man, what a huge difference putting this in made to our comfort level. And that's the thing about insulation. You don't have to wait to feel a result. You feel it the next day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, on average, you can save 15% of your energy bill because it just improves the efficiency of your heating and cooling in the home. And it's not that hard to do. The mineral wool is pretty cool. It's a different original commodity. So while fiberglass comes from, you know, sand and the different commodities for glass, mineral wool is typically a rock or steel slag offshoot. So it's produced the same way, but you called out the acoustic insulation, which it's true, has superior acoustic insulation. You also called out the heat resistance. My favorite value and benefit of the mineral wool versus the fiberglass is actually the moisture and mold resistance. And here's why that's important. So anyone that's ever flooded their basement, they know how much of a hassle it is to rip up your carpet. And if it's above your baseboards, you're going through and cutting out all that drywall and ripping up all that fiberglass insulation in the wall and replacing that as well. What's great about mineral wool is it's more resistant to moisture and water than fiberglass is. In fact, unless it's like a drastic flood, you can typically let this stuff dry out and it will retain its shape, which means you actually don't have to replace it. So people who are concerned about that, it's an added value and benefit for going the mineral wool route.
That's a great point.
Yeah, Nick, I think it's so important to think about how we're all using our homes so differently in the past almost 3 years, which I can't even believe I said almost 3 years. But it's bananas because our homes have become so multi-purpose and you really have to think about finding areas of quiet. And so this is extremely helpful in how we're all now living at home.
That's right. So for customers or remodelers who are trying to improve their space, you know, for example, I myself am putting in a home office in my house because the dynamic of work from home has changed, right? So many people are doing the same thing, whether it's their garage or a converted attic space, or maybe it's in the basement. But guess what? We got busy families too. I got kids running around, dogs barking in the background. So how do you make sure that space is a little more comfortable and insulated from the surrounding noise? This thermofiber product from Owens Corning, it really does help to improve the acoustic insulation. So around the house where you might think about using a thermofiber or a mineral wool product would be typically in a home office, a nursery. You could use it in areas where there's a thermal resistance factor as well. So for example, around a new fireplace, you're putting in that new electric fireplace or gas flue fireplace. That would be a great application behind that, or even behind the range hood behind an oven. So there are specific points in the home where this makes a lot of sense and drives a lot of value for the consumer.
We're talking to Nick Bramwell. He is the merchant for insulation at the Home Depot. And Nick, you know, it always amazes me that we think so much about insulating our homes as it gets colder out. But truth be told, insulation is important year round and actually will save us an awful lot on our cooling bills. We're just coming off a very hot summer. We had a couple of pretty major heat waves here, and if it weren't for the good insulation that I had in my home, I know my cooling bills would have been a lot higher.
Yeah, this is actually the number one cost versus value item you can do in a new home. In fact, you'll recoup about 117% of the cost of doing this project based on your energy bills, right? So if you save 15% of your energy bill every month, you can see how you immediately would pay that back, and here's how easy it can be. So if you go to Home Depot, you can go and get Atticat, or this loose-filled fiberglass insulation. If you buy 10 bags or more, you're going to be able to get the machine rental to blow that into your attic for free. And what that's going to allow you to do is top off your current insulation, or you can add new insulation if your home doesn't happen to have any. You'll immediately save money from your energy and cooling bills. It's a matter of day one as soon as you're done with the project. It's really a no-brainer. The value there is just easy to understand for homeowners when you think about the energy savings.
You know, it's amazing. We're going into the fall season now, and when it starts to turn cold, and especially when our first heating bills show up, right, people start to think insulation, 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 but it's really important year-round.
That's right. I mean, we often think about this in the winter months when it starts getting cold and drafty. I mean, on average, every home has about a quarter mile of gaps or cracks or, like, drafty spaces in their home, and all that is letting air in or out. So not only in the cold months, but also in the warm months, too. You know, I often say when we're doing loose fill or batts and rolls, any type of insulation around the house with fiberglass, not a bad idea to grab a couple of cans of spray foam. We carry brands like Great Stuff from DuPont or Loctite spray foam. It's a couple of bucks a can. You seal up some of those gaps and cracks around the spaces that you're working on and really limit that air that comes in and out. When you're talking about loose fill, for example, you want to make sure you keep that ventilation open in the attic, so you can't forget about those baffles too. So installing the baffles near your soffits and eaves and making sure that air can move upwards along your roof line is really important as well. But all in, this is a year-round project that really will keep your home comfortable. And again, it hits your wallet every single day because it will save money on the energy bill up to 15%.
It definitely is the best return on your remodeling dollar. Nick Bramwell from Home Depot, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. Nick, thanks for helping us transform our houses into warm and cozy spaces for the chilly days ahead.
Hey, I appreciate it. We love what we do. We love working on the homes. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Nick Bramwell from Home Depot. If you'd like to learn more about all the great insulation and weatherization products offered, head on over to homedepot.com. It's a great time to get your house updated and insulated for the chilly weather ahead.
Post your questions at moneypit.com. Reach out any way you like, because boy, do we have a great reason for you to do so. Of course, you know, you're getting help on your project, which is the best reason, but here's some bribery. This is what we love to do. Our friends over at Arrow Fastener have put together a fall prize pack. Now, it includes the E21 cordless electric light duty staple gun with a battery that's lasting about 3 hours on full charge. So plenty of projects can be done with that. But also the T25 X Wire Mate staple gun. And before it gets too cold, you can go out there and use that to put up your holiday lights. Come on, guys, let's think ahead. And if you get the ones that change color, you can go from Halloween to Thanksgiving to the winter holidays.
That's what's different about decorating today, right? Because you have the kinds of lights that change colors, like we've got those for our front of our house. And you can dial up any season you want.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, and the T25X WireMate staple gun is perfect to do that. So this really is a fantastic seasonal prize pack from our friends at Arrow Fasteners. And it's worth $75. So give us a call. Let us know what you're working on for your chance to win.
That Get Ready for Fall prize pack from Arrow Fastener is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or click the blue microphone button on moneypit.com and record your question right there. Well, guys, we all know taking care of a house is a ton of work, but a recent survey of 1,000 homeowners asked how many hours they actually spend each year to keep up their homes. Now, it turns out the average homeowner spends about 19 hours a month taking care of the house, and that adds up to nearly 230 hours a year.
Yeah, I would bet that. I would feel like that's a minimum, because there's always something to do.
Yeah.
Now, 42% of those who responded say they spent about 30 hours or more each month on house tasks. Now, that's a huge jump from a similar study just done about 2 years ago, when only 3% of homeowners reported that many home repair hours. You know, probably because of the pandemic, it really made everybody concentrate more on improving their current homes rather than trying to get out and find another one. Now, 25% of the people surveyed reported devoting between 11 and 20 hours monthly on home upkeep. And at the low end of the spectrum, 11% said they only spend 0 to 4 hours each month working on their house. Who's that? That's ridiculous. Who's doing
that? That's the millennials. They're just getting going. They just don't know what's going to happen.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, what's also interesting is that even when people did manage to find a new home in this tough market, a lot of buyers were willing to make compromises and even waive home inspections. That is very dangerous because that ultimately means you're probably going to miss things. You'll spend even more time making those repairs. And sometimes you can miss stuff that's really serious and really expensive. So just a bad idea to skip that home inspection.
It's amazing. It's a negotiating tool that's being pushed. I can't tell you how many times in the past 2 years did I love a house and people are like, well, we'll consider yours more if you waive the inspection. I was like, nope.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, and at the same time, they want you to take it as is, right? So you can't come back at them. I used to find people like that that would lie about the condition of the house. And it was like I was on my own personal mission to find out as much as I could. And I very often did. Bill reached out from Boston. He's got a disappearing stair situation.
That's right. Bill writes in saying, I have a disappearing attic stairway that sags, so there's air coming in our house from the attic and vice versa. What can I do to fix or minimize this? It's doing a number on my heating bills.
I bet it is, because all that heat rises and it's going to shoot right up into the attic. So here's what you need to do, Bill. First of all, you need to add weather stripping to that bottom of that door all the way around. That's really, really critical. If the stair is old and sagging, you might want to consider replacing it. I put in a very unique stair some years ago. It's called a rainbow attic stair. And what I found was that basically when I use the rainbow attic stair, when I fold the stair up, it has a really strong closure, almost like a storm door closure, that basically holds the bottom really tight. Plus, it's a metal stair, so it's super strong. And I really like this thing because it's been durable throughout all of these years, and I no longer have any issues with warm air getting up inside that space. And if you ever wonder how much, Leslie, all you got to do is go up in your attic when the stair is open. You'll be hit by a breeze of hot air like you can't believe.
Yeah, I mean, then you go up there and you see how freezing it is, because it's definitely the same as it is outside. So this can definitely change your heat experience and your wallet.
Well, there's one thing that you can do right now to save a bundle when it comes time to heat your home. It's a fairly inexpensive project, and it's good for DIYers to tackle. Leslie has tips on how to install a smart thermostat in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, a smart programmable thermostat will ensure that you're not playing with that temperature setting all day long. And if you don't do that, you're definitely going to save some money. Now, you can keep it at a steady, comfortable temperature for when you're at home. And then you can set it to about 55 degrees at night or when nobody's home, you know, somewhere in that range. Don't go lower because you're going to run into a ton of problems. But I always found like 60, 62, that kind of works when nobody's around. Tom likes it cold at 55. He's crazy. We give him lots of extra blankets. But anyway, the point with the programmable thermostat is that you can say, all right, I'm out all day, so keep it at this temperature, but I'm coming home at this time. So now that thermostat, because of your programming, is going to automatically start to bring that temperature up about an hour before you wake up, so you're not freezing for that morning shower, about an hour before you get home from work. So think about it. It's getting the house ready for you to wake up, to return home, whatever it is, so that when you're there, you're comfortable, and when you're not there, you're saving energy. So it really is fantastic. And you can also move that temperature to a vacation setting when nobody's around. All kinds of things that really are convenient. You're going to find yourself saving so much money and energy. I mean, it really is a project that you're going to wonder why you didn't do sooner once you see all the benefits. And it definitely is a do-it-yourself project. So tackle it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the show, you know, paint is a really remarkable material. It's cheap. Anybody can use it, and it completely transforms whatever it's applied to, unless it doesn't stick. We're going to teach you how to handle hard-to-paint surfaces on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.